Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Today's the day, folks. That's right, 18 years ago today, this day, Dr. Arki Chankute joined me for the first time. How about that? Hey, Arki, happy anniversary, baby.
Well, thank you. Happy anniversary to you. I had no idea. That's great. Super good.
Well, you know, when I have people on, when we celebrate anniversaries, which we do all the time, oftentimes it's the month, because I know you're not always on your anniversaries. It's the week or the month, yes, or it's going to be within a week or two or whatever. We go ahead and do the anniversary, but this is the day. I mean, you were on my show on this very day 18 years ago for the first time, and we learned about your book, and my life hasn't been the same since, Arki, in a good way.
Well, thank you. What a great compliment. Thank you very much.
We love having you on the show. So you, we were folks. We're talking about us versus them. We're talking about what Arki calls in an article, "Us versus Them America," and you were talking about how people seem to presume that other people are going to think like them, or they're looking for other people to think like them. Let me tell you a quick story. And I don't think I've told you this story before, but I was at a speaker's dinner at an event last summer. And one of the speakers just out of the blue just started talking. Nobody brought it up. It was totally out of context. He just started railing on President Trump, calling him really bad names. Mm-hmm. And everybody, people around me were all nodding their heads. They didn't say anything. They just nodded their heads. And he did this for a while. And I finally said, "Sir, I don't know you, but." And we can talk a lot about things that we don't like about President Trump. But I said, I thought I had a lot of problems with President Obama's policies for 8 years, but I never called him a name.
Right. Right.
And he kind of settled down in his chair. He said, "You're right. I'm sorry." And then the people around me started nodding their heads again. You know, all I tried to do was say, you know what, we can talk about things without calling people names. You and I, Arki, have different political views on a lot of things, but yet we're still best friends. I mean, it can be done. America doesn't have to be us versus them, does it?
No, it does not. It does not. And, of course, that's the goal. That's the goal. So as a listener, you know, there's some temptations when you're hearing people complain. I mean, you're going to get reminded, most likely, of, you know, your version of their problem. So it's easy, quote unquote, to get pulled in and to form some sort of agreement. At that point, then, the third turning point, it has the capacity to be like an out of control wildfire. In other words, to go through that side of the culture, those complaints to go through and spread through. And in general here, so then the culture that you run the risk of creating there is it's grievance, and the grievance is sustained by blame. It's the other people, you know, that were calling names, and so you have to have an adversary in order to have your own cohesion. So this becomes a great difficulty, I believe, along with my co-author on this article, Dr. Bandy Lee. I believe that this is infecting our country, both sides.
Yep.
It is infecting our country, and we're not going to get anywhere this way.
We're not going to solve it. We're not going to solve any problems, are we?
No, we're not. Because even if leadership changes, if you think that's what has to happen, if leadership changes,
right,
but we are still infected with this. And then to your book, if you have digital leverage, it's the wildfire grows faster, and deeper, and spreads globally and so forth. That's where we are. Now, there are solutions. Them versus us to trust is is a well-traveled trail that can be done, and it takes a little bit of effort. And we can talk about that.
Can I talk about the listener again for just a minute, though? I want to yes. dwell on that a little bit, because I see when you say the listener, obviously that could be another person, right? A debate moderator almost, or something like that. But I wonder if we can't bring our own listeners with us. And I'm calling our own listener, the listener in me, the listener in you. I'm giving that a name, and I'm calling it intellectual honesty.
Good.
And by the way, my point is if you and I are debating something, and you and I completely disagree on one thing, and I know I'm right, and you know you're right, and we're never going to solve that problem, and then we bring up an offshoot of that, and I say, well, you know what? I agree with you about that. That part of my argument isn't right. We need to fix that. We shouldn't do that to you. And then that other person finds an opportunity like that with me. Some intellectual honesty where we agree that we're not mad at each other. We just disagree on an issue.
That's right. So don't forget, we create the issue. The issue isn't us, you know. So we create the issue. We can create the solution,
right,
or a solution or a compromise. And I believe in this talking to yourself. When I work with businesses, I have people write it out personally.
Yeah.
What's the issue? What's at stake?
Mm-hmm.
What have you tried? What, you know, where's the stress? How are you participating
let's,
in this
let's
problem?
Name it.
Prepare
let's name it.
Conversation.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get Arky to wrap all this up in a bow for us, something we can take home with a handle on it after the break. Tintail, right back with Arky Chakute. LearningCenter.net is his website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.